Thursday was Inauguration Day at Alderville First Nation as Chief Tanar Simpson assumed his new role. Simpson, as previously reported, narrowly defeated the incumbent chief, Dave Mowat, by just 3 votes on July 7th. Chief Simpson is joined by 2 returning councillors, Nora Sawyer and Jason Marsden, and 2 new in Don Marie Kelly and Lisa McDonald. Each elected council member for the new term took the oath of office, which was overseen by outgoing councillor Wes Marsden, who acted as commissioner. The new chief said he hopes to get the Alderville community members more involved in their government's decision-making process.
Filling out our committees, having new committees. We've always had trouble getting full committee participation, so I think that by bringing in the officer members, allowing them to participate virtually through Zoom or Teams or whichever platform we choose, is going to increase the number of people that we have sitting on these committees to help feed our decision-making process. We need to get the sense of what the community wants to, you know, basically inform how we are going to move forward. We have ideas, but leadership doesn't have all the answers in itself. So we represent the needs and wants of the community. So we can't just pretend that we know everything already. We really do need to talk to our membership about how to move forward.
One of Chief Simpson's priorities moving forward is an elder care facility for Alderville.
This is something that we've identified that we need. People have been asking about it. So as a single thing that I want to accomplish, it's going to be to try to get an elder care facility up and running in Alderville.
Chief Simpson said knowledge keeper Melody Crow was the master of ceremonies for Thursday's inauguration.
She spoke some very nice words. She gave a couple of nice lessons about sweetgrass braids and how they represent members of the community and how we're strong together when we stay together, but then just a single piece of a blade of sweetgrass isn't as strong on its own.
Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.